Siv Zayin was talking about the last Siv Katan in Siv Vav, Siv Katan Lamed, and this is Mishnah Berurah Yoimi for Thursday, December 18th. The last Mishnah Berurah said, V'nicha lamata me'esrim. The case was where a guy put originally he put the Chanukiah, the Chanukah candles, above 20 amos, where b'dieved it's not going to be good. And then he brought it down below. So it says, even if you bring it down below, the Rambam says, it won't be good. So look at the Mishnah Berurah, V'nicha lamata me'esrim, Sivkat Lamed, Avali Midlika lamata me'esrim. But what happens, this is an interesting halacha, this is important halacha ma'isa. What happens if you were madlik below esrim, unatala misham b'nicha b'makom acher toch esrim yotze? This happens a lot. You might light in a certain place, and then because, let's say, your kids, you're afraid your kids are going to get to it, or this or that, you want to move it to a different place. So you're allowed to do that. Even though we say hadlaka osa mitzvah, doesn't mean you can't move it to another place. As long as you move it to another place that is still halakhically permissible, it's okay. Da'avi hadlaka umkayma. You have the hadlaka in its makom, and the shnei makomos ksherim. And each of those makomos are considered ksherim. Zayin, in the Shulchan Aruch. Mitzvah, go test, picture test vav on the second, test zayin on the second to last page. That's where you should be looking, and now we're starting zayin. Mitzvah la'anicha u'batefach ha'samuch la'pesach mismol. So the mitzvah is to put it, okay, within a tefach of the doorway, of the opening to the house, on the left. Okay, today, in order to have mezuzah miyamin, in order the mezuzah will be on the right, okay, v'nerchanaka mismol, and the nerchanaka will be on the left, okay? This is the Amamish, we do this in Eretz Yisrael. Then ain mezuzah b'pesach, okay, and if there's no mezuzah in the Pesach, let's say it's a chatzer that doesn't, certain chatzers require a mezuzah, but certain don't, depending on the nature of it. If it doesn't have a mashko, if it doesn't have a top, it doesn't need a mezuzah. So let's say if there's no mezuzah b'pesach, then manicha miyamin, then you put it on the right. We'll see why soon enough in the Mishnah Berurah. Then you put it to the right side of the Pesach. V'im, he says, Hinicho badeles atzmo. What happens if you bamish put it within the doorway itself? You see, for example, let's look. Make believe that was the outside of the house. Okay, so you see, let's say you put it inside the doorway. Okay, so there, obviously, you can't be a tefach samach to the Pesach because it's inside. So then, where does it go? So he says, Yanichanu mechetzio shel knisa litzad smo. So then, what you do is you split the entranceway in half, and you put it on the left side of the entranceway. Look at picture Yud Ches. So you see Yud Ches? So there, you split the entranceway in half, and anywhere on the left side of the doorway will be okay. Everyone got that? Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah now. Okay, batefach hasamuch. So he says you put it at tefach samuch. You look at the picture Tes Zayin again. So you put it a tefach hasamuch to the Pesach. Why does it be so close? Why is it to be a tefach from the doorway? So look what he says. She'im la'achikenu la'olam in ha'pesach, because if you move it any further from the Pesach, eino niker she'balabayis ha'nichosham. It's not niker that the balabayis himself put it there. It could just be there haphazardly. When you have it at mamash ha'tefach next to the doorway, so then it's clear, okay, the balabayis put it there. That's important in terms of the mitzvah of Adakas Neros, Pursumei Nisa, and it's connected to the bayis, and therefore it has to be a tefach samuch le'pesach. Lamed beis le'pesach. He says, beinim ha'anocha hu al pesach ha'bayis, or al pesach ha'chotzer. Whether you're putting the menorah, okay, at the pesach of the doorway of the house, or the entranceway to the chatzer, it should also be a tefach, okay, from Rabbeinu Friedlander's chatzer, okay? It should be a tefach from there. Let's move right there. Lamed Gimel. Kedei shetehei. Okay, in order then what? What's the reason why you put it to the on the left side? So he says, the Shulchan Aruch had said, so that you'd be surrounded by the mezuzah, and the Cheder Chanukah. And that's what he says, V'yei mesubav b'mitzvahs. This way, your home will be, and your entranceway will be surrounded with mitzvahs. Miyu, b'di'eved. However, b'di'eved, in miniach ner Chanukah, miyamin yatzah. If b'di'eved, you didn't put it on the left side, you put it on the right side, right at tefach from the Pesach, you will be yotzeh. Okay, and then finally, or not finally, a couple more still in the Shulchan Aruch, Lamed Daled. So it said, V'im ein mezuzah b'pesach, you put it on the yamin. The chol mili, so why do you put it to the, on the right side of the doorpost, if there is no mezuzah there? So he says, because then, the chol mili, the mitzvah, yamin adif. Right, anything regarding a mitzvah, okay, the right is adif, the right comes first. Go back to the first couple of simanim mbiyami. Unfortunately, it's not yet on the smooth website, yoy.org website, but next time around, next cycle. The ode, he says, the ikka persume nisa tvei. And also, besides the fact that anything that's a mitzvah, the right is preferable, there's another halacha here, because it's more of a persume nisa. The ikka persume nisa tvei, shakol ponin litzad yamin. Because everyone tilts to the right. Everyone looks to the right. And therefore, there'll be more persume nisa on the right. Lamed hei. So he says, if you put it in the, on the delas atzmo, if you put it in the doorway itself, okay? So then you put it from the, you split the doorway in half and you put it to the left side, right? So if you have a four amos doorway, you split the doorway into two amos on each side and you put it on the left side of the doorway. So look what he says. V'minicho b'delas atzmo, kali ha-resha sif, it's going on the first part of the sif. So he says, mechetzio shel knisa. You put it, okay, to the left side of the, to the left half of the doorway. Hainu, so he's going to spell it out. Hainu mekoma delas, this is the mamash, the place that the delas, of the delas, shenichnas misham, where it goes, letoch habayis, right, where you're going into the house, yichalkenu l'shnayim, you should split it into two. Uvachatzi anote l'satzmo, and the half that is, okay, tilting, the left side of the split doorway, that's where you put the Chanukah lift. Shu negat ha-mezuzah, which is the opposite side of the mezuzah. Shall mezuzah be yamin, because the mezuzah is yamin. Sham yani chayre, that's where you should put it. However, he says, you know, he continues, humash v'mizeh, diyachol laniach b'chol shetach oso ha-chetzi. He says, when it comes to this, you can put it in the whole shetach of the left half of the doorway. Because unlike when you're putting it out right on the outside of the doorpost, you have to be a tefach for the doorpost. Here, it could be anywhere on the left side that's opposite the mezuzah. However, he now quotes a Taz who says, even in the doorway, you should move it all the way to the left side. Look at your test. See, there's in your test and your ches. Rayem b'taz. Shedaitog l'maisa, even the maisa roi l'hachmer l'aniach haneros b'tzad ha-smo. It's proper to be machmer and put it even to the tzad ha-smo, but cuts ha-achmer all the way in the corner. Samach l'kozah, as close as you can to the wall itself. So yadah machlokes, okay, between the Taz and the, okay, and the basic position of the Shulchan Aruch. That might be in your smooth Rebbeilinson packets that I gave you out. If anyone did not get a Rebbeilinson packet, I have more of those in my cubby as well, so I can give it to you after I give you the super duper razzle dazzle, fresh, straight out of the deep fryer, sufganiyot. Let's go weiter. Lamed Zayin. Okay, but we're not up to the, yeah, we gotta go to the Ramah. So Ramah says, back to the Ramah. Umihu bazman hazeh. Okay, bazman hazeh shekulanu madlikin bifnim. Where we all light inside. Vein, right? Today we light inside. At least in those days, the time of the Ramah, they lit inside. The ain heker levnei rishus harabim klal. And there's no heker to the rishus harabim klal. It's not even on the windowsills. Ain machosh kol kach. You don't have to be that concerned. He says, inside, when you're lighting inside, you don't have to do it inside on the tefach that is close to the Pesach. Okay? When we come at home, he says, Haminad lahavlik b'tefach ha-samach l'Pesach, k'mo b'yimeim v'ein l'shanos. He says, however, okay, it's still a proper minag to put it in the tefach ha-samach to the Pesach, like in those days. In other words, what's the reason why it's not such a big deal? Because the reason why it's not such a big deal is because it's on the inside, so it's not so important that it's a tefach to the Pesach, because the people inside know it's your Chanukah lift and it's lit for Chanukah lift, so therefore it doesn't have to be a tefach close to the Pesach, to the doorway. However, it's still proper. Why? Because, as we said, your doorway should be surrounded by mitzvahs, the mezuzah, and the Chanukah lift, and therefore that's why the Ramah says, okay, and you should not make such a change, except, and this is a big except, and this is why most people don't do it, Elim came Rabim Bnei Habayis. Unless you have many people in the house, right? Like, for example, you're going to have here in Yeshiva. So in Yeshiva, you're not going to be able to put everyone by the doorpost. Okay? So they're going with this Ramah. It came Rabim Bnei Habayis. Sha'adav Yosef Lahav de Kolachav Makom Miyuchad. Everyone should have their own Makom Miyuchad. And you shouldn't put all your neros biyachad. I talked to someone before that even though you guys are going to probably be lighting all on one big table, you have separate menorahs that will distinguish between it. It will be problematic, however, if you guys all use the bottle cap menorahs to put it all on the table. But so anyway, it should be okay. Okay, but you can ask a shayla. Elim kein rabim bnei habayis. Shadif the man adif yosef ladik kolachav makom miyuchad milarev neros biyachad vein heker kama neros madlikin. Let's now look at the Mishnah Brura. On this. So he says, "Mikom makom haminag." Right? Still, even inside the minag is to put it on both sides of the. Even if you're inside, to put it on both sides of the delas, k'dei sheikaneis bein shtei mitzvos, so that you enter between two mitzvos into your house. Ve'in l'shanos, and you should not change this. When mikom makom, he says, this is very important. Okay. So let's say you're just based on this. Let's say you're just one person inside your house. And you're on the second floor. So is it better to light it, on the opposite side of the mezuzah? Or is it better to light on a windowsill? So look what he said. Or is it better to light on a windowsill if it's facing Rosh Hashanah? So that's what he says. When we call makom im yesh lo chalon hasamach Rosh Hashanah, still if you have a chalon, if you have a window that faces Rosh Hashanah, then nachon yoser sheyanichu sham, it's still better to put it on the window, in order that there be a heker to the people outside, the aspar same hanes, and therefore you will then publicize the miracle, except if it's in a place where it might damage your house, you put it there, then you put it on the inside. So let's sum up between yesterday and today, let's sum up the level of preferences, including that of Moshe that we quoted yesterday. So the preference number one, obviously outside, if you have a house that's outside, or a chatzar outside facing, which is a rabim, it is best to then put a tefach hasamuch lepesach on the right, on the left. If there's no mezuzah, then you put it on the right. Okay? Then, after that, the next best option inside the house, if you can't do it outside, is by the window if it is below Chaf Amos, obviously, and even if below Chaf Amos, okay, from the outside street, because if it's above 20 Amos from the outside street, although you'll be Yotze because it's above 20 Amos from the inside of your house, the floor on the inside of your house, still there's not going to be any benefit to the Presume Nisa, outside, okay, because it's 20 Amos above the ground. So that's where, except Rav Moshe, so then in that case, if there's no adjacent windows, as Rav Moshe said, there's no adjacent windows in a building, an apartment building across, then you should put it inside your house, okay? Preferably on the inside, connected to the mezuzah. There are too many people in the house to do that, then obviously anywhere. But as we said yesterday, the ideal preference is if you can, below 10 tzvachim, above 3 tzvachim, you still be yotze if it's above 10 tzvachim, below 3 tzvachim. So that's the basic summary. So let's now move right to Umikom, that's the Ramah. Umikom Makom, this is what Benji just brought up. Yizaru Shalola Hadlik B'Makom Shemadlikin HaNeros Kol HaShana. Right, especially in those days when they have, how would they light up the house? They light up the house with Neros. So he says, so even if you're not putting it by the door, you should make sure not to put it in a place where you have your Neros all year long. By the way, you'll solve your problem if you do it like you're supposed to under 10 tzvachim, because very rarely people have their lights for the house under 10 tzvachim, and therefore it won't be a problem. Because if you put it in a place where you have the lights all the time, and you're not using fluorescent lights for lighting up the house, and obviously, lo yeh heker cloud, there won't be any heker this is for Chanukah lich. There won't be any recognition that it's for Chanukah lich. The afki ain heker rak livnei habayis. Okay, and he says, and even if the heker is only livnei habayis, and therefore people know the difference between their lights that are being lit for the house and the lights that are being lit for the Chanukah lich, mikom makom heker ktsas mi abay, you still need to have somewhat of a heker to put it in a different place, and therefore that's what you should do. Let's move right to, let's finish up. Okay, so then comes the end here of the other Shulchan Aruch. We're based on Knesset Manicho V'Kosel Dorom. Okay, by the way, we're not going to hack right now, but there's a big hack I always have every year with Rav Shachter about the way where you put it here, where you put the Chanukah lift in this base matter, because this base matter is already a little mixed up in terms of this is east. This is probably not east, and therefore this is probably not Darom, and this is probably not Safon. Okay, so therefore, okay, let's assume in a regular, this is going to assume in a regular shul where the Aron Kodesh is facing east. Let's see. Let's now go with the basic case. We're basic Knesses. Okay, everyone, look. Okay, keep your page ready. Let's see. In the basic Knesses, you should put it Manicho Bekosel Darom. Okay, so let's assume now that this base medrash, that was east. Let's assume for argument's sake, okay, that was east. Okay, so therefore, hello? So therefore, where should the menorah be placed? The menorah should be placed on the Darom wall. Shh. On the Darom wall. Okay? Oh, Bedroma menorah. So the Mishnah Berurah changes this. It's not Bedroma menorah. It's really, okay, it's supposed to be Goris. Kineros HaMenorah, like the Neros of the menorah in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash. Look at picture Chaf. So you look at picture Chaf, okay, you see where the Kohen there is? Okay, so he is facing the what? He is facing the menorah, but where is the menorah? On the Durham wall of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the way, so let's look at that picture. Go to the next page. Chaf Beis. Okay, so look at the picture. So you have the Aron Kodesh, which is in the east. You have the menorah there, which is against the south wall, with the person facing, okay, north. The person facing north, very light, and we'll see that soon up in the and your Misadron. And what do? Look at the picture, and you set it up. You set up the menorah mimizrach lemarav, from east to west. Okay, so that's how you see the menorah there. The guy's facing the Aron Kodesh, and his menorah is set up to be lit from east to west, from right to left. Okay, and then madlikin u'mevarchin, and one is madlik, and he makes a bracha in the Beis HaKnesses, even though it's a minhag, we still light in the Beis HaKnesses, mishum persumei nisa, because of persumei nisa. Okay. You're allowed to say a bracha for a minhag, as you know from last year from Maseches Brachas. Ve'ein adam yotzei baneros shel Beis HaKnesses, but a person is not yotzei his mitzvah of, is a minhag in the Beis HaKnesses. So you're not yotzei your mitzvah of Havakas Neros from the Havakas Neros in Shul. V'tzorech lachso lahadlik v'beiso. And you have to go ahead and, once again, even if you're the Shliach Tzibur, you would have to go ahead and be madlik again v'beiso. The Nagin Lahavlik Beit HaKnesses, and the Minhag is the light between Mincha and Ma'ariv and Shul. The Yesh Nagin Lahavlik Beit Shabbos, there are those that are Nagin and Erev Shabbos to light Kodem Mincha, and if the guy who's lighting, the Shliach Tzibur is lighting, he wants to go and daven for the Yomer, so La'acha Sheberach HaShliach Tzibur V'Hidlik Echad Me'en, after the Shliach Tzibur, who is saying the brachas, and then he says the brachas, and he's the one who has to daven, so after he's Hidlik Echad Me'en, after he lights one candle, okay, Yuchal Shamish Lahadlik Hanisharim, the Shamish could be Madlik the rest of them. The Shliach Tzibur Yisfala. In other words, once the Shliach Tzibur lights the first candle, which is the candle Meikar Adin, then the Shamish can take over and light the rest of the candles, the Mahadrim and the Mahadrim. And then the Shliach Tzibur himself can go and daven for the Yomer. Let's just finish up the Mishnah Berurah here, okay? Bekota Ubeves Knesses, he says. Ubeves Medrash, Lamates. Lamates. And then he says, Mem, Bekota El Darom, you put it on the south wall. Oh, ala Shulchan, look at the picture. Or on a table, that's what you see there. Sha'omei, that stands, Eitel Kos El Darom, that is standing up next to the south wall. The Atam Bechol, then, the time in all of this, is Zecher La Menorah. It's a its place in the Mikdash was Bedarom, was in the south. Obedrom HaMenorah, Tal Sofer, as we said, it is a mistake. It really means to say, you put it like the Neros HaMenorah that was in the Beis HaMikdash. Let's move on to Membeis, Umisadrom Mizrach. And you, the way it should be set up, the candles, is from east to west. Zeug, right to left. Zeu gam kein kein menorah. That's also like the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. The neros hayu mesudarim b'migdash. The neros was set up in the Mikdash bein mizrach l'marav, from east to west. Okay, look, go back a page, and look at picture chaf. So you see the classical approach is that the way he had it, where it was set up from east, the candles were set up from east to west. Okay, and that's the way we do it. So he says, "Ken yisada gam kein neros achalika." Therefore, that's the way we do it as well. V'dai, he says, "The yesh me arishonim." There are arishonim, however. Look at picture chaf aleph. There are arishonim that the sefirlu da'afta menorah haysom medes bedarom. Even though the menorah was in the darom, mikol makom nerosel hayu misudarim mitzafon ledarom. Still, the way the neros was set up, well, from north to what? North to south. So look at picture Chav Aleph. The neros are set up from north to south. And the neros, if you do, according to them, gam neros achanek in the shul, yesh usadeh bofen zeh, v'yesh mekomos. There are some shuls that are noeg that way. Most shuls are not noeg that way. Most shuls are noeg, okay, to do it from where to where. Most shuls are noeg to do it from east to west, on the south wall. Again, in here, it's a little problematic because they probably do on the right side here, but that's not south. Why they do it, how they do it, you can ask a Bailon, you can ask a Shachter. But anyway, Ve'inim Chos Bom, but if you face it north to south as opposed to east to west on the south wall, you should not go ahead and tell someone you're a bad boy or you're a bad shamish or you're a bad shul. You should not go ahead and give them tochacha. The yesh lahem amalismoch, they could be someich on those that say you can go from north to south. L'ma'arav, okay, to the west. You go from east to west, from right to left. V'amadlik omeid l'acharav, and the madlik is standing behind the table with his back to the left wall. Acharav l'dorom, his back is to the south wall. U'panav l'tzavon, and his face is facing north, towards the Aron Kodesh. Umaskil miyamino, he starts lighting, okay, on the right side. Shehu ner hasamach la'aron HaKodesh. You start lighting on the right side, like we light on the right side. V'shuv mosiv v'holech, and you keep adding candles. And once you add candles, you maskil me'asmoli, you light from the leftmost candle first. Uponel yamino, and you go back right, to the right. So again, let's say this is the Darom wall, and here's your menorah. So again, you light up the candles this way, you line them up from right to left, and you light them from left back to right, okay, as the days progress. Let's move right to Memdalid. Memdalid is Mr. Brura. He says, you madlikum yavarchin. After Beis HaKnesses who rock minhaga, we gotta go fast here. Even though the Beis HaKnesses is only a minhag, mikol makom mevarchin alav. You still make a bracha on it, kemoshe mevarchin. The same way mevarch al halal rosh chodesh, the same way mevarch al halal rosh chodesh, sheino el minhag, it's only a minhag. In avel mispal b'erev Chanukah, if an avel, okay, is mispal on erev Chanukah, mavlik adam acher haneros. Another person is mavlik the what? The neros, mishum shechiyanu. Because of Shechiyanu, the Mevarchin Oz, an Avel, okay, should not be saying Shechiyanu. Okay, because you're making a Shechiyanu, u'minkar de'eis simcha u'la el-tzibur. It's clear, and this is an eis simcha for the tzibur, and therefore an Avel should not be the Shechiyat tzibur on the first night when you're saying Shechiyanu. Ve'en kedai she'avel yadlikem, and it's not kedai for an Avel to go ahead and be madlik. Aval, be'beiso yachol, in his house, however, Yachal Levar Shechiyanu, he can say Shechiyanu. So an Avel can light the first night and say Shechiyanu in his own house, but not in Shul. Aval Shal Arvis to Chanukah, on other matters of Chanukah, the Eim Avarchin Shechiyanu, we now Avarchin Shechiyanu, Yachal Avel Lahadlik Ner Chanukah, it's no problem An avil can be madlik near Chanukah in shul. Umispala avil the Chanukah mincha marv. And Chanukah, an avil can daven mincha marv because there's no halal. There's only halal where in Shachris. So he can daven mincha marv in avil, but he can't daven Shachris. Ubetuva avu shvat, okay? Ubetuva shvat, and lag ba'omer, the less halal, where there's no halal, but it's a yom simcha. Ha'avil mispala Shachris gamkein. Avil can daven Shachris even on tuba of tuba shvat. And on Lag BaOmer, uveCholamai he says Davi ki Yom Tov, which is like a Yom Tov. Manati lepamim, the Mishnah Berurah says he kept people laniach haavel from letting an avel be mispal minchel marv from davening minchel marv. You should know that there are different minhagim. The Mishnah Berurah's minhagim obviously is an avel does not daven at all Cholamai, okay? On Rosh Chodesh and on okay and on Chanukah he can daven marv and mincha, but he can't daven Shachris and. Okay, on other yomim tovim, like quasi ones that are no halal, he can daven all the time. There are different minhagim. Some allow people to daven up until halal. Okay, but do what you minag do the minag amakom. Mem hey. But tzarech lachzor lahadlik bebeiso. He has to go back home and daven in his house. Okay, v'afilo shliach tzibur. Even the shliach tzibur shebeir ben hakneses. Even the shliach tzibur who made the bracha to make a knesset, Sarach Lasser, Lahadlik Beiso, he has to go back and be madlik in his house. The Yeshchiyav al Kolechad, Lahadlik Beiso, because there's a chiyav on everyone to be madlik, okay, in his house, even though he light in the shul. The Yeshchiyav al Kolechad, right, Umikomakom, Lo Yasser, Lo Mar Beiso. However, if he's the Shliach Tzibur, he should not go back in his house and say Shechiyanu again. Birga Shechiyanu. So if you're the Shliach Tzibur the first night, and you said Shechiyanu, you should not say Shechiyanu in the house. Imlo, except, unless you be moti a wife or your kids with the shechianu, you shouldn't repeat shechianu. Mem vav lahadli b'rekneset be mincha l'mariv. So the minhag is to be madlik between mincha and mariv. Or to lomar afilu anogim lahadlik b'chol yom b'zeh kochavim. Even those that are knowing to light every day. B'teisa kochavim b'rekneset noagim achar mincha b'shah sha'olam mukubatzim. The b'rekneset the minhag is to light. Okay, after mincha, when everyone is there gathered together, and even though, and after ma'ariv, it won't be proper to keep the olam, even though there are a lot of people there. It's not proper to keep the olam around. It's tzarech kolach al ma'ariv le'echad beiso, because everyone has to go and rush to get back to the house. So therefore, the minhag is to light between mincha and ma'ariv. Kodem mincha, on Erev Shabbos, they like Kodem mincha, it came because of Rashal, because on Erev Shabbos, we're worried about Chil Shabbos. Aval b'darchei Moshe, because of Shein Arnog, you know when came? B'darchei Moshe, the Ramah says, that's not the minag. Ela af be'erev Shabbos madlikin, even on Erev Shabbos, you're madlik b'beit ha'knesses, and b'beit ha'knesses b'beit mincha l'marev. Okay? B'shah sh'ola matchil l'skabetz, when everyone comes, ve'ika p'ritzu v'nisa. So the machlokes, some say on Erev Shabbos he's like before mincha. Some say even between mincha and ma'ariv. Achein im ha'olam misach v'navo. However, if the olam is taking a long time to come, the term she'avo minyan lebeit haknesses yitkadesh hayom, and you're afraid that if you go ahead and you have a minyan and you wait for a minyan and after you finish mincha it will be already too late to light candles, then lo yamtin klal, and you should for sure not wait and you should light candles. El yivarech v'yadlik miyad. You should then go ahead and make the bracha and light right away. Afilu kodem mincha, even before mincha. The mikom akom mikra pesu benisa, because still there's a great pesu benisa. Kishabayim achakal benakneses v'roim aneros. There's still a great pesu benisa when they come afterwards, even if they're not there for the lighting. Ulin yachid, a yachid, however, you'll see what the halacha is. Ayin lekamen besof simen tefer shayin test. We're going to see if we get tefer shayin test when a yachid, okay, should light. And let's move right there. Mem ches, two more mishaburas here. Vimrotzim lemaher. If you want to go ahead and daven for the Amud, you're Shliach Tzibur. So he says you can go ahead and light one candle and let someone else, the Shamish, light the rest of the candles. Dafka boven zeh, he says, Memches. Aval b'lav hachi tov yoser sheyigmor biatmo. If it's not a big rush, it's better that the Shliach Tzibur, who said the brachas on the candle, should actually finish lighting the candles himself. Okay? Dafka in this scenario where he's in a rush. But if he's not in a rush, it's better that he finishes the lighting of the candles himself. He should finish ba'atzma on mitzvah. He should finish the mitzvah shehischil by that he began. Mem tes yuchal ha-shamash. The shamash can continue writing it. Da bracha chal ha-echad she'idlik. Because the bracha is chal on the one that lit. Dehi ha-ikr. Okay, and that's the ikur, and therefore the person that said the bracha could just go ahead and light that one candle. The ashar in and el hidur mitzvah biyaman. The rest is just hidur mitzvah, and the shamash can finish it up. So too in your house, there's a big emergency. The sufganiyot are burning, and the guy has to go run. He can light one candle, let someone else finish up the other candles. If he lights one candle, man, he can be finished with shiloh. Someone else can finish it for him. The other neighbor.